from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. It is a gym class getting ready to come your way, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. He's Mark Dukes. I think I'm Scott Unash. I really don't know at this point. Mark, you and I have mentioned on this very program before that you and I recognize one 5:45 a day. And it ain't the one in the morning.
Unless it's this time of year, and you are you.
I recognized 5:45 in the morning today, and I don't like 5:45 in the morning. And I'm going to recognize it tomorrow morning again as well.
Thanks for a long day, and that's that means Eastern Iowa teams are successful at the girls' state tournament in Des Moines. You had an early call this morning with Marion and Boone. Ease of outcome, I should say, for Marion, right?
Yeah, and give Boone a lot of credit for that. They play a slow-down game, and and they slowed it down. Marion wanted to get it up-tempo, and Boone did not allow them to do that. Now, Marion did a great job in their 6-3 post inside, Sandvig. She came in averaging 15.5 and 10.5 and ended up with only, I think, 4, something like that today. But two guards penetrated a lot, and it could have been 10 o'clock in the morning. could have been just the fact they had an off day. But survive and advance, as 30 for 30 put it with Jim Valvano a couple years ago. And that's what Marion did. And lo and behold, here comes the rematch against the Pella Lady Dutch coming up on Friday morning after the Xavier North Scott game. So we've got two games already. We may have two more. We may have 4 in a row coming up on Friday, starting at 9:45. We'll keep you posted.
It depends on the outcome of, Iowa City High and Iowa City West games. Iowa City High and Cedar Falls about to tip off. And those should be two very good games this afternoon. You have City High and West both win. 4 games in a row on KGYM.
I will not be doing all 4 games in a row. Did that once before. Remember that? That was 6-7 years ago-ish, right in there. Maybe even longer than that. But at any rate, we're not going to do that again. We're not going to do that again. It would be fun, but I got Alex Kuhn to help me out with that now. So we'll take care of that when it comes. Let's just hope, first of all, that Iowa City West and Iowa City High come away with victories.
Send me a picture of what 5:45 a.m. looks like.
You don't want to know what 5:45 looks like in the morning. We'll talk about the girls' state basketball tournament a little bit more. We'll talk about the boys' games last night. Iowa State got a big victory as well. If you'd like to comment, love to hear from you on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Always appreciate them helping out. We do appreciate it. We're joining you on 1600 AM here today with the City High Cedar Falls game going on the FM signals right
Good
now.
Good crowd last night.
Really good crowd. A lot of non-West and Muscatine folks, although Muscatine brought a ton. And West, you know what? They brought a good crowd as well. But there were a lot of curiosity seekers last night. I haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance yet to read Mike Colossus' article and his column from last night. He was there in attendance. Chad Lystico was there in attendance from the Des Moines Register. To see Joe Wieskamp and to see Connor McCaffrey and Patrick McCaffrey and others like that.
Rob Howe, who was on the show yesterday.
Hawkeye Nation, he was there. Talked with him last night as well. And a lot of folks, probably estimated maybe about, 4,000 or so last night for the game. They had just like a few 50 or so less than 3,000 on Monday night. And it was a bigger crowd last night, so they were thinking 4,000, 4,500 last night to see the two games at the U.S. Cellular Center.
Muscatine had trouble getting in, I read.
Oh, my gosh.
Lost a wiper on the way?
Yeah, they went through the hail that we discussed on February 28th yesterday. So they had to pull over, had to get a new bus dispatched. Thankfully, they weren't far away from the school, apparently. And made their way up here. Game started about 10, 15 minutes late, but other than that, everybody got through it fine and no harm done. And West ran into traffic coming up. So that's nothing new on 380. Nothing new right there to write about. But Good performance. Joey Scamp's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. He's gotten bigger and stronger than he was last time I saw him. Went for 28. Now, West put it on Muscatine last night. West would have beaten anybody last night. They shot the ball extremely well. Devontae Lane from the outside was terrific. Connor McCaffrey hit some threes. And West High, like I said, West would have beaten anybody by 10 to 15 last night. Just happened that Muscatine was the opposition. And Wieskamp showed he made a brilliant defensive play on a block on Devontae Lane. Made a couple NBA length three-pointers last night. Showed his versatility by going through the lane. Like I said, he's bigger. Still 6'5", 6'6", right in there. He's going to be a player for the Hawkeyes. And then Connor McCaffrey had a terrific second half. He really took that game over.
He was matched up with Wieskamp, right?
A lot of times, yes. And not all the time in the second half, but Connor did a really, really good job. And Devontae Lane was outstanding.
Well, I was telling you earlier, it's my opinion, in football, he was overshadowed by Oliver Martin in terms of publicity. And on this basketball team, as terrific as he's been, it's the McCaffreys that draw a lot of the spotlight. They're Division I players. Devontae Lane is something else.
He is. And really doesn't know yet if he's going to play football or basketball yet. Terrific at both. I'd like to have that decision.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty awesome. So we'll see. Nothing has changed as far as Connor's future as well, as he will be either going to Iowa, playing basketball, going to Iowa, playing basketball, baseball, or maybe even taking a year and going to prep school. So we'll see.
There was another player there last night, highly recruited, A.J. Green, who didn't have such a great night. And a lot of that had to do with Kennedy's defense.
Yeah, Kennedy really, really put the clamps on it, the defense. And they face-guarded A.J. Green wherever he went. They doubled him even before he got into the front court. They got the ball out of A.J. Green's hands. He was 2 for the night last night. Didn't really force up too many poor shots. Shots he took were contested, and they just didn't go in last night. I saw 3 college coaches there. One had a son playing. You can probably figure that one out. 2 sons playing. You can probably figure that one out. But it was just great to see a good crowd like that in that atmosphere last night.
And the seedings are out for all 4 classes. I don't know if you brought them along there, Scott, but Kennedy is a number 5 seed. Will face a first-round game against Mississippi Valley Conference rival Dubuque Hempstead. And those two teams, whoever wins, will face the Iowa City West Newton winner, which I have a feeling it'll be West, but
got a feeling, but you never know. Here's the neat thing about 4A from last night. We'll go through the pairings here, but you have Dubuque Hempstead, who's, I didn't know this, they've never been there in school history. Never been to the Boys State basketball tournament.
Really?
Now Hempstead, well, they've been around since the 70s, when seniors split. And when it was just Dubuque High School. But Hempstead has never been to the state tournament. So they are going for the very first time. You've got Newton, Chris Robertson's alma mater, the Lindmar coach. He's a former Newton Cardinal. You probably didn't know that. They haven't been there in 25 years, since 1992. And then you've got the pink and green of Des Moines North. The Polar Bears haven't been there since 1991, when Hurl Beecham was playing against Fred Hoiberg and Ames, when they sold out Vets Auditorium.
It's been a cold spell for the Polar Bears.
It's been a cold spell for the Polar Bears, but they are going back at 18-5. So congratulations to them. Some new blood in the Boys State basketball tournament in 4A. Seedings, all the preliminaries are done. Here's what it looks like. Iowa City West is the number 1 seed. They'll take on 8th seed of Newton at 1 o'clock next Wednesday. Wednesday is 4A only. No morning games. 1 o'clock, 2:45, 6:30, 8:15. The 2:45 game will be Kennedy. They are the number 5 seed. They will take on number 4 seed at Hempstead. And again, these seedings were based on the coaches' meetings that they had, the teleconferences. At night, the 3rd seed, Bettendorf, will take on 6th seeded Sioux City East. Interestingly enough, Sioux City East has the best record on paper, but they ended up with 6th seed. And that will be at 6:30. And then a very interesting dichotomy. West Des Moines Valley and Des Moines North will go at it at 8:15. That will be the nightcap on Wednesday. If you're wondering about the other brackets, we'll start with 1A. That's where North Lynn is at. We'll have their game coming up for you next Monday at 12:15. They are the number one seed at 25-0. They got a tough one, though. They're going to take on Maple Valley Anthonoto, who plays a lot of 2A teams throughout the year. They're at 18-7, but they're a better team than that, record indicates. The 4-5 is Gladbrook Rhinebeck, Linville Sully. Grandview Christian out of Des Moines got the 2. They'll take on West Hancock. And Remsen St. Mary's is the 3 seed, taking on New London. They are the 6 seed. 2A, it is Western Christian taking on South Hamilton. Western Christian, the number 1. South Hamilton, the 8. Cascade and Comanche will meet again. They're the 4-5s. I believe that is the third meeting of the year between those two teams. They will take to the Wells Fargo Arena at 8:15 coming up next week on Monday. Tuesday at 10:30, bright and early, Pella Christian at Van Meter. Carol Kemper, Garner Hayfield, Ventura at 12:15. And finally, the 3As look like this. Waverly Shellrock got the number 1 seed. They're 22-1. West Delaware got the number 2, and they were 24-0. Waverly Shellrock's only loss was to 4A Cedar Falls. So Waverly Shellrock at 2 o'clock will take on Atlantic. Xavier got the 4th seed at 13-11. You were wondering about that, Mark, where they were going to be. I thought they were going to be lower than that, but you hit it on the head a little bit more than I did. So kudos to you. Maybe you should be doing these games. I don't know. Xavier, the 4 seed, they're going to have a rematch with number 5 Mount Pleasant. They met in the very first game of the year. Xavier won that one. They won in the sub-state. This will be the 3rd time they've met in fourth time in the last 2 seasons that they have met. So they know one another very well. Second seed of West Delaware at 6:30 will take on Dallas Center Grimes next Tuesday, and then Pella will get Sergeant Bluff Luton. That will be the nightcap next Tuesday. So that is the way things went for the boys' state basketball brackets.
A helper in the text line, as we usually do, 4702, said Dubuque Hempstead opened in 1979.
79. I was close. Late 70s in there. But congratulations to them. Hempstead and Senior both had very good teams this year.
I have a conflicting report. It opened in 1970, so.
Uh-oh. Yeah, who are our texters? You want to get them together?
Well, my research says it's 1970. The text line says 79.
Maybe they hit a 0 instead of a 9, or the 9 instead of the 0.
All right.
I don't know. Are you looking up a website or something like that to see what year the school opened?
I am.
Okay. So you're probably right. Not to say our texters are wrong and our listeners are wrong, but
their yearbook is the equestrian. How about that?
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate
something
that.
You undoubtedly didn't know.
I did not.
319-366-1600
if you'd like to weigh in with some Dubuque Hempstead equestrian trivia for us here on the program today. Going to talk to Mark coming up here in just a couple of minutes or so. Girls State from earlier today, in case you missed it. Marion, like we mentioned, they got the win over Boone today, and they're going to take on Pella in a rematch coming up.
4702 sending apologies.
That's okay.
1970.
It's okay. 1970. I knew it was in the 70s sometime when Dubuque went that. City High is off to a 7-0 lead, by the way, in the game over Cedar Falls. Mm-hmm. And City High won pretty handily in the first game, too, between those two teams. So it's all about matchups, as you know, Mark. It's all about matchups, right?
When it gets to this stage, for sure. And it gets to momentum. And, you know, the number one seeds look pretty solid, but we saw this morning, and you saw it firsthand at Wells Fargo Arena, that, you know, Marion was not on its A game, did not have its A game.
Yeah.
And when you don't have your A game, things can happen.
Everybody's good down there. No doubt about that. We're going to talk Iowa State, Oklahoma State, but we will do that after we talk some wrestling here. We'll also have a Bowling Night in America preview because I've been told Bowling Night in America will go on tonight. is that the case, Mark?
Why wouldn't it?
Well, that's what I mean. It's going to go on tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there we go. All right. We'll do that when we come back. But we're going to talk Mark Ironside and discuss wrestling with him. And we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class right here on 1600 AM, 107.5. Well, no, check that. We're just on 1600 today right now because 107.5 and 106 have basketball going on. Things are a little cloudy today. 1600 AM. It is Gym Class coming your way on KGYM.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0202 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0202 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0202.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When I grow up, I want to be a piano player because my parents will be proud of me.
When you were a kid, you were free to dream.
I want to be a mermaid.
I like the idea of being a scientist.
I also want to be a tooth fairy.
At American Family Insurance, we believe now is when you should dream more than ever.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class here at 1600 AM on this Wednesday. Coming up tomorrow, it's going to be Mark and Alex. John Krant will join them on the program tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock.
Ironside and Alex?
What?
Well, that'd be cool. Ironside and Alex Kuhn.
If he wants to.
Tomorrow?
What's on your docket, man?
Well, I'm supposed to be going to Indiana, but that's probably not going to happen until Friday.
Ah.
Which I need to let them know.
Maybe they're listening right now.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll you never know. Mark Ironside joining us, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. And, of course, you can stop by, see Kurt. He's located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-V. How you doing, Mark?
You know, I don't know if it's the weather or what, but I'm just tired today. Just kind of one of those days where you just wish that you were still laying in bed.
You see 5:45 probably a lot more than I do in the morning.
I see 5:45 regularly, pretty regularly, pretty much daily.
Scott doesn't.
Why do they have pre-seeds for the Big Ten tournament?
I don't know, just to give radio people something to talk about.
Well, and we appreciate it, but rarely do they change, right?
No, not very seldom.
Is that because of an injury, maybe, if somebody's dinged up a little bit?
Pretty much. That's the only reason. So Soriano at 125 pounds for Penn State right now. You know, he's kind of, they're going to wait and see. It's kind of a wait and see situation, but I think that's kind of just total BS. I think that he's for sure wrestling. I don't think it's as bad as what Kale's leading on to be. You know, and they're just like, keep people guessing, give people something to talk about. But yeah, pretty much for injury, you know, purposes, in case something would happen, somebody doesn't make weight, you know, at the actual, you know, weigh in or something like that. So,
yeah. And, so we got the preseason. Anything jump out at you? Anything surprise you? Do you think the Hawkeye individuals at the 10 weights are where they should be?
I think so. You know, I don't ever put a lot of stake into the seeds. You know, you do your job, and we've talked about it every year over and over and over throughout the regular season, like how important this match is for a seed. If you do your job throughout the season, then you're going to get awarded more than likely the seed that you deserve. So, you know, I And the other thing is, too, is we can look at all these seeds and look at, okay, so-and-so is going to have so-and-so, you know, second round, and this match is going to be the semifinals match. Once that tournament starts, you can just throw all that out the window, because this tournament here, I mean, it is just an absolute all-out brawl from the first whistle of the tournament to the last. And, I mean, all this is going to get mixed and matched, and just nothing's going to go really according to, you know, the seeds and the schedule really very much anyway, except for maybe, you know, the top two guys or something like that. But, and even at that, you know, you still see upsets. But it's... you start getting down into the 2-3 seed range, and these guys, I mean, it's anybody's, it's 2-7 in some situations. Anybody could make it to the semis and then on to the finals. And, you know, and wrestling is such a sport where, you know, if someone gets hot, you know, they're, you know, they have a great tournament. You know, that's how huge upsets happen. I mean, look at Miles Martin last year, you know, at the Nationals, you know, upsetting Nickel in the finals. So. But that's what makes it fun. That's what brings people, you know, to the tournament, and it makes it fun to fill out, you know, your brackets and ahead of time and getting into, you know, pools and this and that. You just don't know what's going to happen. That's why they always say you don't go off a pitter. That's why you wrestle the matches.
It's Penn State's meet to lose, or can Ohio State and or Iowa challenge?
It's for sure Penn State's meet to lose. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether Suriano wrestles or not, it's Penn State's meet to lose. But they're going to have to wrestle well, you know. I mean, if they just go in and wrestle, you know, kind of, you know, if they go in and wrestle up to par, they'll be fine. If they wrestle below subpar, and then Iowa or Ohio State or even Nebraska would happen to put a really good performance together, they're going to be in trouble.
Well, Snyder back for Ohio State. That's big.
Huge.
He's been wrestling internationally, I think. So.
Yep. Yep, that's one, you know, guy that didn't wrestle for them in our dual meet, you know, which we didn't have Clark wrestle for us either. But, you know, it's going to help a lot. And it adds a lot to the tournament, too, having a World Olympic mm-hmm. champion in the tournament to watch. Whether you're an Ohio State fan or not, you know, it's fun to be able to go watch a guy like Kyle Snyder wrestle.
What does – okay, looking at the seeds, you don't pay much attention to the seeds. You just mentioned that. But besides getting a lot of bonus points – is there somebody that you can kind of pinpoint right now, okay, that guy has got to do his job coming up this weekend for Iowa?
He just used all 10 fingers on his piece of paper.
Well, I know, but maybe, I was just looking for maybe one or two that you really have to focus on.
Well, the two that come to my mind right away is our 141-pounder Topher Carton and 165-pounder Joey Gunther. Those two guys... they're on the bubble. You could throw Cash Wilkie in there too at 197, but really, Topher Carton and Joey Gunther, they're on the bubble whether they get in or not. As of right now, they're automatic. If everybody except for excluding heavyweight wrestles up to their seed, 9 out of 10 guys from Iowa are going to get into the NCAA tournament. But with that being said, Joey Gunther is the 5 seed. They're taking 6 at that weight. You know, I mean, he's had a lot of close matches there. You know, he could easily get down below in the 7th, 8th range if that happens and he doesn't get to the tournament. Same thing with Topher Carton. He's, you know, number 6 guy, and they're taking 9 there. You know, he gets beat up, you know, if he ends up getting upset first round and then doesn't come back and doesn't get that 6th place finish, you know, those two weight classes are very, very important because I believe those guys can score us a lot of points at the national tournament for sure. I think both those guys could be on the award stand, but we have to get there first. It's going to be a dogfight for them to get there, and it's going to be a dogfight for them to get on the award stand and be an All-American for us down at Nationals, but they can do it. Just as easy as they can do it, it's even, you know, just as easy for them to fall backwards and not even make it or make it to the award stand once they get there.
I know the site rotates, but Indiana's not the greatest place to – greatest atmosphere, is it?
You know, it'll be a great atmosphere. It's where the Big Ten's were my freshman year. Mm. And, it doesn't matter where you're at in the Big Ten, really. I mean, you're going to have a whole barrage of Iowa fans there, Penn State fans. You know, Ohio State fans. I mean, that's the great thing about the Big Ten. It really doesn't matter where it's at because the Big Ten is so enormous when it comes to the sport of wrestling that people come in droves to watch this tournament. It's almost like it is like watching pretty much many nationals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, excluding Oklahoma State and Cornell. I mean, really, there's not much more out there, you know?
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of one individuals, but from a team race, it's just a phenomenal tournament, and that's why I love this tournament. It's because there's no real, you know, first round matches where, you know, basically it pretty much goes as is on paper. I mean, first round here could really, things could go astray quick.
Well, Assembly,
you know, it's always been like that, but even more so now.
Assembly Hall's, you know, it's a basketball place. It's the shrine of Indiana basketball in the state of Indiana. It's not conducive to wrestling, but
it's a good place to have it. It really is. It was there when my freshman year, and then we've been there one other year that I was commentating. And they pull all the bleachers back, and they get them away. So basically you're sitting in the upper, you know, first kind of concourse area looking down at the floor.
It really is like a theater.
Yeah, it is. It's cool, and it's a good wrestling venue for a tournament like this. Now, if you're just going to host a dual meet with, you know, Indiana and anybody else, then
you don't want to have it there.
You don't want to have it there. No, absolutely not. But for a situation like this, it's pretty much a jam-packed full arena. And, you know, I don't know how many actual Iowa fans will go, just particularly because a lot of them I know are going to the Nationals, with Nationals being so close in St. Louis this year, and they just, you know, can't afford to go both, or can't take enough time off work to go to both, or whatever it may be. So they're just going to go to, you know, Nationals. But then there's also some people, you know, that can't take, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off of work, and it costs a lot more to go to the Nationals, and they can watch every round pretty much on TV. So they're going to the Big Tens instead of the Nationals. So it kind of weighs each other out. But it's a fantastic tournament. I'm super excited to watch it, and it's so fun to call. It goes, the sessions go by so fast. Even when an Iowa guy's not wrestling, you look over to the side, and he's, you know, there's always a good match going on. It's a blast.
Well, you got to keep track of the other mats, because so often the team score, I mean, just flip-flops, goes up and down depending on you know, what time of the day it is.
For sure, and you know, you're going to see from team score, it's going to be basically 13 schools trying to take down Penn State, pretty much like it used to be with, you know, so many schools trying to take down Iowa. Penn State, you know, pretty much wears that crown right now, and Iowa's trying to, you know, get it back. Again, you know, it's just very unfortunate that we lost Stoll at heavyweight, you know, in January, and you know, it is what it is. That's a big hurt when you got a guy that's ranked, you know, third, fourth in the country, and then all of a sudden you don't have him, and that's a lot of points. So, but we're gonna go in there and give her everything we got. I know that I was down in the room yesterday. The guys are feeling good. It was media day down there. It was really light. The guys were very focused, laid back, but very focused at the same time. And that's what I like to see.
I'm looking forward to two other weights, 33 and 84. Perhaps you can update us if you can on Clark and his injury. But he's seated third, very capable of winning it. Brooks has had his moments this year, both pro and con.
You know, 33, Clark, I think, you know, whether he loses that last dual meet of the year to Montoya from Nebraska or not, that one didn't really mess with the seed, because he was either going to be two or three anyway. And he's two right now, Montoya being, or he's three with Montoya being two. That sets up for a really good semifinal match between those two. I like that matchup. I like that matchup better than Richards, who's the number four seed. You know, I'd rather wrestle Montoya than Richards personally, because, you know, we got beat by Montoya, which I'm not going to say it was a fluke, because it wasn't, but at the same time, he's handled Montoya in the past. Richards, he's had some troubles with. So I feel good about where we're at. I feel good about Clark. Yeah, is he injured? Yeah. He's a smart kid, and he's you know, it doesn't let it affect him. He's gotten really good at wrestling kind of around the injury, you know, and making himself diversified there. 184 Brooks, that's going to be a stellar weight class to watch. It's just going to be so
much. You mentioned Martin,
fun.
He's seated fourth.
What's that?
Fourth.
Miles Martin is seated fourth.
Oh, yeah,
fourth,
returning
yeah.
National champ, seated fourth in the Big Ten. So that's going to make for a very interesting tournament. You got Dudley in there at fifth. Brooks will probably wrestle Jackson of Indiana in the semis. I don't know. That's Nickel's tournament to win for sure. But whoever Nickel has in the finals, it's not going to be just a gimme championship, Big Ten championship for him again this year.
Now, you mentioned that you're thinking 9 out of 10. Now, they came out with the wild cards, and how many are going to be allotted now to everybody? Does that help Iowa to get 10 of 10, or,
you know, not really, because our 10th guy that right now isn't, you know, in the rankings at all is at heavyweight, Stephen Holloway. if he doesn't qualify in the top five, an automatic bid, he's not really going to have a case to get one of the wild cards. Now, with that being said, if one of our other guys, let's say Gunther or Carton, doesn't get in, they might have an opportunity based on the competition level that they've had, the match scores that they've had. They would have an opportunity, I think, to get one of the wild cards. But I'm highly doubting that a heavyweight Stephen Holloway would probably have that opportunity. So he's got a lot of work to do. I mean, he's basically got to place top five, or he's probably not going to go. And that would be a major feat for him if he can get in that top five automatic qualifier.
How about some of the others? What would be a good number for you and I to take to the national tournament this year for Schwab?
I think a good number for them would be for sure six, maybe seven, or even possibly eight. But I think
eight would be terrific.
I think a good number for them is like I said, for sure six, maybe seven. So somewhere right in there. But they're on a roll. I mean, they're injured a little bit, but I know that they've been kind of saving some guys and trying to rehab them, getting ready for this event. You know, they went down for the Nationals duels. They beat Missouri. They got a lot of momentum going. They're in their home facility, so that's got to help. So I'd be curious to see what happens there. So, but that's, you know, basically between them and Missouri, that's going to be fun to watch.
We've got five guys seated third or better for you and I. Yeah. So that
bodes well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I think that they're going to get, you know, six. I think they can get six in there, and possibly even seven. I think eight, like you said, would be fantastic, but that's asking for an awful lot right there. But they need a guy like Dylan Peters, who hasn't wrestled that much this year, is a senior for him at 125 pounds. That's the type of guy that they really need to get to the dance down in St.
Who's
Louis.
Who's in the mat?
Well, it's
Missouri and
UNI. That's Maction. Maction.
Missouri and the UNI, I know.
Right. Buffalo, Ohio.
I want to say South Dakota State, but I don't think that they are.
Yeah, it's not your Mac of football fame or basketball fame. It's
right.
It's got, like Mark said, Missouri's in there. A lot of the wrestling schools, the Dakotas, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to look that up. Or Jeff can look that up. He's, I think, on it already. He already told us 1970 for Hempstead, so he has confirmed that. Mark Ironside joining us at 3:37 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. They had the D3 tournament last weekend.
Wartburg, man. Those guys just keep reeling them in. And the thing is every year you look at it, I know these other coaches out there, they look at them and they're like, oh, yeah, well, they're going to look at how much they're going to lose this year. You know, they're going to lose so many guys. They're going to be hurting next year. Yeah.
No.
They say that every year. They are the mecca of wrestling when it comes to Division I. If someone wants to transfer out, or Division III, if someone wants to transfer out of a Division I school or a junior college school, where do they go? Immediately, they go to Wartburg. That's where they go. I mean, it's the hotbed of America. If you, I don't want to say can't make it, but if you're struggling maybe D1, whether it be academically, whether it be you just can't make the team because you're behind a D1 guy that's, you know, ranked in the top six or whatever, you're probably not getting a chance to start, and you want to be able to be more competitive and win a national title, you go to Wartburg. That's just where you go. And every year, when they lose guys, they get guys like that just come on in, and it's a revolving door nonstop, and it's what, you know, amongst, I'm not cutting Eric Keller short by any means or Coach Ortner, they do a great job there coaching, but, you know, it just from the history of that school and then continuing to keep that history going and the success going there, it's, they're in a great position, let's just say that. But you also have Coach Miller's son.
Yep.
Now, coaching, you know, at one of their own conference schools competitively, so that probably changes things maybe a little bit down the road. So, I don't know. It'll be curious to see maybe in 4 years from now where they're at, but I don't look for anybody not Wartburg off for sure this year, or even probably next year or the following year.
The MAC consists of Missouri, UNI, Central Michigan, Ohio U, Kent State, Northern Illinois, Buffalo, Eastern Michigan, and Old Dominion.
Old Dominion. Now, I did not know that. The Monarchs, by the way.
Finished last year. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Not exactly the powers of wrestling there.
No. not hardly.
But still a conference championship. You're going to hang a banner. They're not going to take it away from you.
Basically, right. I mean, it comes down to you and I and Missouri. I mean, for the conference championship team title is what it's going to come down to. And it's going to be probably a knockdown drag out between those two. Obviously, you and I wanting to do something pretty awesome in their home arena. And Missouri is out for revenge big time.
To the D3s, it wasn't a good meet for Co.
No.
As far as advancing people.
Right. What'd they get? Third?
They got third, but they got a lot of...
One guy.
Yeah.
One guy to the national tournament, they get third, you know, and...
They got a lot of third places, because I think the only top two went, right?
Yep.
And, yeah.
So, yeah, they did okay as a team from a overall standpoint, but just from a qualifying standpoint. I mean, they're probably thinking... 5-6 guys for sure, probably even more, possibly even 7, and then get one through. And that's, I know Coach Joe is probably really scratching his head right now, and that's not a lot of fun when you're a head coach and you put a lot of time and effort into a program and you only take one guy.
Pre-Big Ten tournament, pre-NCAA tournament, what kind of a grade would you give this Iowa wrestling team? How good or bad or mediocre a season has it been?
I'd say you give them a B. I mean, honestly, besides the injuries, they've done really pretty darn good all year long. It's been fun for me to show up every meet, throw the headset on, and you know, be excited about calling the action because pretty much they've made progress from meet to meet to meet to every. We never really took a step backwards. A couple individuals obviously have along the way. But as a team as a whole, not one time this year did they really have a terrible meet and go backwards. It was always moving forward. Even when the scores didn't look good against Oklahoma State and Penn State, the scores really did not do a very good job justifying how well that the team actually wrestled. So I got to give them a B.
Next year, some of the faces we haven't seen up till now that may or may not crack the lineup?
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Well, first of all, you know, hopefully we get Vince Turk healthy and in the lineup at 141 pounds, who would have been our starter this year. We really need to get him in the lineup. I don't know if he's going to make 141, though. He's looking. When I say big, I don't mean chubby.
141
I mean,
big. He ain't 141
I mean, he's just looking like he's, since he's been injured and had shoulder surgery, and he's just been working hard and just growing. And so maybe it's a situation where you see, you know, I don't know. But he's going to have to make it, I guess, because Sorensen, if he goes 57, maybe Sorensen goes 57 and Kemmer goes down to 49. I don't know. But we got three guys stacked in there big time at 65 with Caleb Young, Alex Marinelli, and Joey Gunther. They're all 65-pounders. One of those guys has to go 74. Probably be Caleb Young, and then it's going to be, you know, a wrestle off between Joey Gunther and Alex Marinelli for the 65-pound spot. So you'll see those guys in there. Young at 74, 84, I'm not sure what we're going to have there for sure. You probably see Cash Wilkie come down from 97 maybe, and then you see Stephen Holloway come down from heavyweight to 97.
Just more as natural.
Yeah, and then, you know, you got Stoll in there at, you know, heavyweight and hopefully healthy. 125, 133, probably Philip Laux at 133, and I'm not really sure at 125. It'll be interesting to see if they redshirt Spencer Lee or not, or if they bring him out right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting stuff. You got your fill of kids wrestling?
I did. I've got my fill of wrestling the last two weekends between high school state and the kids state this weekend. And that kids state wrestling tournament's a lot of fun to watch. I love watching that age. And one, the matches, they just go by so fast because they're just one-minute periods pretty much until you get to the 7th and 8th division, and then it's 1-2-2. But those kids just, they don't know how to stall. I mean, you just never see a stall call. And they just, all they do is from the first whistle to the last, they go out and they scrap. And it's just, they're throwing each other all around. And that is what's unfortunate about as you get older, and not as much when you get to high school, but for sure when you get to college and then in a really big time when you get to the international level, is you just see people start slowing down their offense and it starts thinking too much. And, you know, and that goes with, you know, guys just, you know, being better wrestlers and staying in better position. But that doesn't mean you have to start, you have to slow down your pace. These kids' pace, it's 100 mile an hour for all 3 minutes. And it's just so much fun to watch. And you know, kids like that in a 3 minute match, they don't know what tired is. I mean, they don't, they just go all out and never get tired. And it, to me, it's just, it's almost refreshing.
Has it gotten any better with the parents? Because I remember when it was downtown, I went a couple times and didn't see a couple wonderful things, to put it mildly.
The committee, the AAU committee down there, the Kid State Wrestling Tournament, Wes Kreese and Ron Peterson, Matt Young, Clint Manny, those guys do a phenomenal job of really restricting to the parents where they can be and where they can't be, and also really promoting positive mannerisms and being very positive to your kid. I mean, it's literally written right on the front of the program when you get the program about parents being, you know, positive.
And I think those are isolated incidents.
You have them. I mean, I'm working my booth and I see a dad literally grab a kid by his arm and just the look on his face, and he's like literally throwing him, and the kid's like crying, and he's like taking him in the bathroom and just gonna have it out with him. You know, so I mean, it still happens. You're always gonna have that happen. But there's a time and there's a place for it. And, you know, it's obviously unfortunate, but at the same time, the parents just need to realize, and this is just this discussion of topic and then, you know, not just wrestling, but whatever sport that it is that you need to realize what age of, you know, athlete that your son is and take that and keep that in perspective. You know, I mean, there's third grade through eighth grade, and even in high school, really, you know, you still see too much of it or whatever, you know, and too much pressure put on the kids and so forth. And, you know, unfortunately, that could be a whole entire hour-long show in itself about how the importance that people are putting on club sports anymore and their athletes and how it's taken, it's taken over. And I blame the college coaches just as much as I blame the parents, because the college coaches are the ones that are recruiting earlier and earlier and earlier every single year, like in the even starting into eighth and ninth grades. And to me, that is just absolute asinine. It's ridiculous to recruit a kid that young, because it puts so much pressure on the parents then and the kids at such young age, where they're concentrating basically on one sport, they're wrestling it year round, they got to get that scholarship, blah, 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 blah. And then it's also not very smart on the college coach, because there's so many different variables and things that go into this kid or girl, you know, from their when they're recruited at their ninth grade year or eighth grade or even in their sophomore year, even until they become seniors. Mm-hmm. That next thing you know, that's a huge risk and gamble for that coach. But again, it could go on and on and on. But to me, it's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. I don't agree with it, and I don't understand it. But again, we could talk about that over and over.
4007 on the text line. I wanted to know about Happel for Iowa next year. Will he have a chance to crack the lineup?
I don't think so. Vince Turk's there. I think if Vince Turk is not there, then for sure he's going to have an opportunity to crack it. No doubt about it.
He's had a good season unattached, I think.
Yeah, I think he's definitely done all right. He's won a lot of matches. So I think that he's definitely, you know, a high candidate for the spot. For sure, even if Vince Turk is there, I think he's the number two guy in right now there. So, and if he's out, if Vince Turk's out, then I think that, you know, Carter Happel's looking at a really good opportunity for that spot. So, yeah.
There you go. We'll wrap it up next week.
Lots have a good time. Talk about coming next Wednesday, I'm sure.
You're going to have a great time in Bloomington.
I am. I'm really looking forward to it. I really enjoy showing up this tournament every year. It's not long, drug out, or anything. It's just a fantastic tournament to watch, high-quality wrestling, and it's a blast. It really makes that $75 for the weekend worth it.
There you go. Thank you, Mark.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Mark Ironside joining us Wednesdays here on the Gym Class, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. Stop by Kurt's office, take a sit down with him, and he is located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. 3:49, we'll come back, talk a little bit about Iowa State's win last night, and one of Mark's favorite subjects. Talk about that when we come back.
Saturday, March 4th, two belts are on the line as UFC welterweight champion Tyron Woodley takes on kickboxing superstar Stephen Wonderboy Thompson in a rematch of their epic welterweight title fight. Plus, undefeated number one contender Khabib Nurmagomedov faces unpredictable striker Tony Ferguson for the interim lightweight championship. UFC 209. Woodley versus Thompson 2. Live on pay-per-view. Cards subject to change.
If heavy duty is the only duty you know, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you'd rather spend 10 hours a day on your tractor than 1 minute under it, then CarQuest is for you. That's because CarQuest is serious about what matters most. Quality parts for the vehicles and equipment that work as hard as you do. Like CarQuest heavy-duty batteries, designed for maximum durability, more cranking amps, and the extended life you demand. CarQuest is serious parts.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, Joe Powell Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old cloud of roo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at kgymradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back at 3:51, it is Wednesday. I've told, that means it's Bowling Night in America. This preview brought to you by May City Bowl and Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Mr. Dukes.
It is indeed. You will not be on tonight. I am on.
Yeah, I have these 2 weeks off, preordained.
Yes.
When the schedule was put together.
As you should.
Correct.
But as you know, we are in quite the battle on the left-hand side of the ledger. Five teams within 4.5 games of first place. And we are one. Rusty Nails, 54 up, 46 down. Tied for fourth. And then you have a team nipping at our heels, Capriati's, right behind us, our opponent tonight. And never an easy out there with Mark and Paul and the Waltz and Art Barron and
the Hall of Famer,
all those guys. So
you got to hang around two Hall of Famers today.
That's true. So far,
could be more, but at least two.
But yeah, it's it'll be fun tonight. 25 and 26 are the lanes tonight, and we'll try to see if we can move up a bit.
Well, keep me informed.
I will.
Thank you.
I will.
Do appreciate that.
If you have any bowling needs in terms of equipment, open bowling, want to just hold a party, a little bowling party out of May City Bowl, give them a call, 362-0136. Visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com. And I know a reminder that summer leagues will be starting soon, and probably around May, something like that. But if you have questions about that as well, give them a call.
Iowa State a win last night over Oklahoma State. Iowa State playing terrific basketball. They have won their sixth straight. Really good game. I didn't get a chance to see it till the very end. Listened to a lot of it on 1600 AM after our high school games last night. Iowa State will go into the Big 12 tournament. I beg your pardon. They got one more game against West Virginia. They'll go into that 20-9, 12-5 in the Big 10, or Big 12, I beg your pardon. Looks like it's probably going to be, it's still anywhere between, I think, a 2 and a 4 seed at this point. 5's out, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Iowa State could play Oklahoma State again in a rematch coming up in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament.
Oklahoma State looked very good. Both teams looked very good. It was an entertaining basketball game and a senior night, and you always want to see your seniors play well. And the four seniors for Iowa State are in the starting lineup, all played very well.
They did.
All in double figures. and a really solid win for Iowa State.
Monte Morris did not leave the floor last night.
Nearly a triple-double.
Unbelievable.
I think it was a rebound short of a triple-double.
Absolutely was outstanding. Deontay Burton played 39 minutes last night. He had 20 points. But Matt Thomas, he stole the show last night with 25 points for Iowa State.
He really did.
Matt Thomas is on his game and shooting from the perimeter. This Iowa State team can go a ways.
Yeah, you can't concentrate on Morris or Mitchell Long or Burton, and all of a sudden Thomas is standing alone in the corner, and if he starts nailing them, it's quite a weapon.
Loves that corner jump shot.
Yep.
Loves that corner jump shot. And a great win for Iowa State last night as they come through with the victory. Need to get to this because I know how big of a fan you are. Did you know, Mark, I'm sure you did, that the 12-person cast of Dancing with the Stars was released today?
Of course, I tweeted out. It's it's great for all the 229 career major league hitters. David Ross, the former Cub, former Red Sox.
I thought he's still in baseball somewhere.
Well, I think he got a job at the Cubs, and he's got a job as an analyst. Now he's on Dancing with the Stars. Charo is in the lineup.
Charo! Not my favorite, though. You know,
she's 66 years old, for crying out loud.
I don't care. I don't care.
Anybody older than me should not be on Dancing with the Stars, okay? Come on.
I may have to tune in because I got to see Mr. T. I have got to see Mr. T do some dancing.
I'll hold you to that.
Insert your Mr. T impression here. I pitied fool. I can't dance.
Gabby Douglas is going to be the favorite.
Simone Biles is going to win the thing, hands down. Rashad Jennings, a former New York Giant running back, is in it. Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live.
He'll be out early.
Charo. Glee alum Heather Morris is on it. Nancy Kerrigan, the former figure skater. She could give Simone Biles a run for her money.
So could Tanya Harding, but she's not in it.
That would be more fun than Nancy Kerrigan. They could have them on together. I think that would be awesome. And for the ladies, the former Bachelor, Nick Vial. Is that it? Vial? V-I-A-L-L.
We know him as Nick.
Nick will be there. So it's quite an interesting group. Of course, Lori Hernandez, which was a member of the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team won last year. So that's why I think Simone Biles. And they've done well. Gymnasts have done very well. Of course, led by Sean Johnson.
What's the floor exercise? It's a dance.
It's a dance.
Okay.
There you go. Kind of. That's not fair, is it? City High was up at halftime by 9 over Cedar Falls. West coming up at 6:30 tonight with Alex. I'll be back tomorrow in Des Moines. Alex is going to be on the show with you tomorrow with John Cranton. And also coming up tomorrow morning, Springville at 9:45. We'll have them against Kingsley Pearson on the FM's Iowa City Regina in action. CPU coming up tomorrow night in action as well.
Leading into a segment on the APC this afternoon, the poll question at KGYMradio.com. Do you believe the Patriots when they say Jimmy Garoppolo is off the market? Yes or no? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Next Home Depot behind Taco John's. I'll text you tonight.
Please do. I'm looking forward to that. I will try to get some sleep. I will try to figure out as well what day of the week it is and talk to everybody tomorrow morning.
Sounds good.
All right. Stay tuned. APC coming your way next here on 1600 AM KGYM. Have yourselves a great Wednesday, and we will talk to you, or at least Mark will, tomorrow here in the program beginning at 3 o'clock.
Samsung's washers and dryers don't just have features for brilliant performance. They're brilliantly priced, too.
How brilliant?
Buy the pair with up to $600 off.